What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials.
And welcome back to The Toast. And happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. We have a gorgeous, very special Friday episode for you guys today. I am back in studio in our Florida headquarters, Toast HQ, Transatlantic Edition. And I am sitting down. I figured, you know, while I have Jackie's studio at my disposal, why don't we give Jax a day off, let her ease into the weekend, alarm-free living. And I could sit down with... honestly, annoyingly, one of the most requested co-hosts in the Toast universe. I just realized you're not wearing shoes.
Is that a problem?
That's just crazy. Like,
celebrities don't have to wear shoes. You know, I just like hopped off the golf course, came here, just like living that life.
Did you bring shoes to Jackie's house?
No.
You drove without shoes?
No, I wore my new blue Birkenstocks that I purchased at Target.
They're not Birkenstock brand. They're nice. They're just not Birkenstock brand.
No, no, they're not. And I wouldn't wear Birkenstock brand because Birkenstock brand ripped off Naot, and Naot is an Israeli company.
That's very true.
But and these Birkenstock, non-Birkenstock blue shoes are waterproof and incredibly uncomfortable.
So I just...
no, it's insane.
It's insane. I want to just address the people watching on YouTube because we are doing video today. I guess like feet are good for engagement, so that's fine. And that happens to be the foot.
This is a good foot.
Yeah, you have a wonky toe on the other foot. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just put, no, no, no.
It's the second
down,
one?
Down, down, down dog. Other foot. Just stop.
When did people start calling feet dogs?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right? It's strange, isn't it? Isn't it like put away your dogs? Like
put them dogs away.
Like why? Why?
I don't know. Your feet are looking quite doggish today.
They're looking literally unbelievable. I don't even know what you, like what are you even talking about?
I never really look at your feet. They're kind of, like crazy.
What's wrong with them?
They're not like a gorgeous foot.
It's a pretty nice foot. You could do much worse.
The shape of your big toe is insane.
No, no. It's a perfect foot for me. It's a great foot. What's wrong with my foot?
Your big toe... just looks like, remember in Spy Kids, those like thumbs?
Of course.
That's what your big toe looks like.
Oh, my big toe looks like a thumb toe, which it is.
Not a thumb toe. Wow. Not a thumb toe, just a thumb.
Let me guess. You don't like my pinky toe because it's small?
No, your pinky toe's fine.
Yeah. Let's see your feet.
I got a pedicure. I'm looking good.
Interesting.
It's a nice foot, no?
It always is.
So let's just issue an apology to everybody watching on YouTube. You are going to have to stare at Ben's bare feet. If I had noticed before we started recording that you weren't wearing shoes, I would have sent you downstairs to put your shoes on.
Interesting.
And then you could have talked about your new shoes that we got at Target yesterday.
Fine. You want me to go get my shoes?
No, you're fine. We went to Target yesterday. We had kind of like an amazing day out. We went to Outback Steakhouse.
We did.
We went to Target.
We did.
I filmed a TikTok at Outback Steakhouse and I will be posting it today. So our review is pending, but let's give the toasters like a brief sneak peek. What did you think?
Of Target?
No, of Outback Steakhouse. We'd both never been. It was our first time. Of course, I've seen the commercials. I know about the Bloomin' Onion.
By the way, you've been saying that. I've been to Outback. That's how I knew to order the Bloomin' Onion.
With who? Your girlfriend?
No, with my parents.
Same.
And just like, I don't know.
No, by the way, I've never been to Outback, and even I know you get the Bloomin' Onion because I've seen the commercials.
Yeah, see, Outback is a solid establishment. You're looking for a safe meal in a town where you just... you don't know what's safe and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you're going to walk in here, get food poisoning from the tuna. You don't know. You don't know. You can trust that Outback's got your back. Do you think that's their slogan?
No, it's Outback Down Under.
Oh, true. True. It was giving Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
And that really begs the question. Like, we just kind of accept that the branding of Outback is Australian.
Mm.
Now, I've never been to Australia, and I don't think I've ever eaten Australian food, but is steakhouse Australian cuisine? Like, what makes Outback Australian?
I'm not sure. I think that the whole down under thing is like kind of like
marketing.
The wild. No, it's like the Wild West, isn't it? It's like the western part of Australia when they say down under.
Oh, like safari?
No, not like safari. Like more like cowboys and Indians, I believe.
Honestly, like the.
So when you think of like steakhouses are like, let's rope them cows.
Excuse me.
No?
I don't know. I think it's just like a marketing thing that we've all sort of just gone with. But yesterday I was thinking critically at Outback Steakhouse. What about Outback, whether it be the restaurant interior design, the cuisine, the menu, what about it is Australian?
You are trying to cancel Outback.
No, I'm not. I just feel like nobody's been asking questions.
Another fine establishment canceled.
That's not true. Once you see my review, you're going to see I actually really enjoyed myself there. I'm just critically thinking about Outback when I feel like nobody has. I've been seeing those commercials with that guy. Outback Down Under. I've been seeing it. Good eye. I've been seeing it since I was a child, and I just sort of accepted it. But now I'm a critically thinking adult and I'm just asking questions, and I don't think it's ever bad to ask questions. Do you?
I assume that one of the owners, the original owners, was from Down Under. And maybe, just maybe, the original Outback was in Australia. Or maybe it's like La Croix, which everybody thought was La Croix from France.
They
and really
it's
canned in Wisconsin.
That's by the way, it's the La Croix effect.
It is, right?
It's La Croix Bierman effect.
But so then to that point, nobody ever looked at Outback and said, ooh, I want that Australian feeling. You know, they're going there for like a cheap steak.
Okay, but now let's think even more critically. We actually have had Australian cuisine once when we went to Ruby's.
Delicious.
What were we eating there? Pasta?
No, by the way, nothing there was Australian.
Okay.
Wait, what is Australian cuisine?
Precisely my initial question.
Should we Google?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to know?
No.
I think we should know.
I prefer to talk about things I don't know and not like actually find them out, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I like to know.
No. So we went to Outback Steakhouse yesterday. And it was great.
It was fine.
Yeah, Ben didn't have as good of an experience as I did.
The vibe's immaculate. You walk in, big, beautiful booths, hostess, lovely, waitress, lovelier.
Big soda.
Ask for a lemon, give us six.
Yeah, big sodas.
Giving.
That was the exact type of energy I was looking for when we were scouring, you know, the neighborhood for somewhere to eat. I wanted like a big comfy booth with a big soda. And that's just like a chain restaurant vibe. So when we passed Outback, it was kind of meant to be.
It was. You were skeptical at first, but I said,
was.
You are looking for an Outback.
You knew what I needed. And
I knew
you needed. You didn't share with me that you had already been to an Outback with your girlfriend.
I did share it.
What else do you and your girlfriend do?
I got married at Outback.
I got married in Italy. Did I say you stole my wedding country? It's a cultural reference. You
I understand.
Where's it from?
No, I understood that it was a cultural reference. I didn't think that you were speaking to me.
Guess where it's from?
Movie, right?
No.
Damn. I didn't even get the category right.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh.
Well, the Kardashians on Hulu, but same thing. Mm. Okay, so we have a bunch of stories today. We actually have a lot of loose ends we need to tie up. A Megan Fox update with her GoFundMe saga. We have a Francia Raisa Selena Gomez update. And I have briefed Ben while he was in the shower this morning on everything up until this point. So he knows a bunch of the background. And he had taken a particular interest. Actually, he poked his head out of the shower this morning. He was asking me questions about what's going on with Ariana Grande.
You want to know why I asked you?
Because you figured we were talking about it?
No.
Yes.
You wake up in the morning.
I know.
And, you know, sometimes a song is just stuck in your head. And for whatever reason, the song that was stuck in my head was Came and Put 'em Down. SpongeBob turned into a clown. And nobody ever wants to dance with a fool who went and ripped his pants. And while I know that Ariana Grande is not actually dating the character from SpongeBob voice actor, for whatever reason, the two went into my head.
She is dating a pretty not famous low-level actor whose recent claim to fame was that he was in SpongeBob the Musical playing SpongeBob live on stage.
Oh, wait. I thought that the wife... Oh.
Wait, what?
I thought that the wife of the person who was the SpongeBob voice actor came out and said, no, they're not dating.
It was her... That was another part of the story. But when it came out that Ariana was dating Ethan Slater, everyone was like, who the fuck is
Wait,
that?
Wait, so he is the voice of SpongeBob?
No, he played SpongeBob on, maybe not Broadway, maybe Broadway. There was a SpongeBob live action musical on stage and he was the SpongeBob character.
Got it. So he's SpongeBob.
No, but he's not the SpongeBob.
But literally everybody came out and said, no, not SpongeBob. He's SpongeBob.
He's not SpongeBob. And the reason that the actual voice actor of the iconic SpongeBob actor came out and was like, this is not my husband. It's the guy from the Broadway version of it. Because everybody thought her husband was sleeping with Ariana Grande. So she just left a comment and was like, guys, this isn't me. We're actually about to celebrate like our 40th anniversary. They're like much older.
I understand.
So there was confusion. But you made the connection correctly.
I did.
He's widely known for his, you know, amazing role as SpongeBob in the SpongeBob play on stage.
Which, how many people have seen?
17.
I didn't even know that SpongeBob was on Broadway. How do you put SpongeBob on Broadway?
Well, you should watch some of the clips that are coming out of Ethan's performance. It's giving major cringe.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not good?
I'll send you. He's fine. You know, he's like a trained professional, you know, on stage performer. But, you know, SpongeBob on stage is just a weird play.
It's a terrible concept. Like, yeah. I don't even know why you would do it. Yeah. It's almost as bad as Aladdin. Did you see Aladdin?
No, you went without me.
Horrible. Horrible. If you love Aladdin, don't see it.
Ruin the magic.
If you love Lion King, see that.
Yeah.
See that.
So Ben has been briefed. We have a bunch of updates. And we're going to get your thoughts, you know, on infidelity, on GoFundMe, on all things. So are you ready to dive in with me, sir?
Of course. Sure, certainly.
Of course.
Wow. Literally, I just want like the record to show. I came here with beautifully manicured feet. And I was just thrown to the wolves. And now all of a sudden I am being mocked for my stutter.
Do you like want some sort of an apology?
I'm sorry that I have a problem.
You do, but you're not going to get it. Ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to... No. Gotcha. You've been got. All right, you guys, today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. The number one powered hydration brand in America is now available in sugar-free. Years in the making, the Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone. So keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. I love Liquid IV. I think their flavors are amazing. I drink them all the time because I never drink water. I always have one in my purse because when I travel or if I'm getting hungover, if I'm prone to migraines when I travel, it's just always like a really good thing to have on your person, have in your house. It's great for hangovers, but if you too struggle with just like staying on top of your hydration, Liquid IV is a great brand for you. And now their zero sugar is amazing for hangovers. The flavors are so good. White peach, chic, c'est la vie. So one stick of Liquid IV goes into 16 ounces of water and it hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. The results of an extensive research and development process perfected the flavor and efficacy. They combine science-backed zero sugar technology with the brand's commitment to delicious real flavor. So it's non-GMO, it's free from gluten, dairy, and soy. It contains 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. So they're real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code TOAST at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you order using promo code TOAST at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Squarespace. Mm. So Squarespace is the end-all be-all when it comes to websites. It is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. So if you've been wanting to start a website for your business, if you want to start an e-commerce business, if you have a side hustle, you need a website. And we know it's pretty much like impossible to create your own website these days. I feel like you need a special college degree for it. Not all of us are engineers. Squarespace is out here doing all the work for you. It is so easy. They have these stunning templates. And once you get your website up and running, it will look like you paid a company like a ton of money to do it, but all you did was use Squarespace. And they have fabulous features. So whatever type of website you're trying to build, if you're trying to sell merch, you can easily sell custom merch. You can create passive income that engages your audience and scales your brand. If you want to create an online store, you can sell your products on a Squarespace online store. Their website templates are super flexible. They're really professional looking. And with designs for every category and use case, you can customize your look, update your content, and add features that fit your unique needs. Drive sales and engage your audience with Squarespace email campaigns. You can easily collect subscribers on your site and build connections with repeat business through regular email updates. So we, of course, have a code for our girlies. Head to squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain using code toast. That's squarespace.com/toast to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or a domain using code toast. All right, Popsy Wopsy Polka Dotsy had a wife whose name was Lotsy. Are you ready for the Fast Five?
Yes.
Do you not feel like answering me today?
No, I mean, yes, I'm ready. I've been ready.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm ready.
I'm not. Just give me a second. I'm like doing it all today, you know? All right, stories.
If we want, before we dive in, we can talk about bed bugs or no?
Bed bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just clear the record before you're about to say, we don't have bed bugs.
No, we don't have bed bugs.
So why the fuck do you want to talk about them?
I'm just saying you didn't want to jump into the Fast Five yet, and yeah. Something's been on my mind. So in case you want to go on a random tangent, we can.
You are more than welcome to say what's on your mind, but I never said I didn't want to dive in, but please.
No, you were saying that, you know, there's a lot going on.
Okay, go.
The expression.
Oh, yes.
Sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. That we say to our young children, bless you. That we say to our young children, isn't that really on the parent for not cleaning the kids' sheets? Why would there be bed bugs in the kids' bed?
It's a good question. So what are you going to say to our future children? You obviously have a problem.
Good night, sleep tight. I love you, sleep well. Why would the bed bugs bite? I did your sheets. Why would you have bed bugs?
Oh, so in this hypothetical scenario, you're changing and cleaning the sheets?
No, you. But like, your mama cleaned the sheets. But even if I clean the sheets, to get bed bugs is just like, it's so...
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And why would you think that your children would have bed bugs? Why would you put that in their heads?
No, it's a good question. I think, you know, this is something that a lot of people experience when they become parents is you find the dark origins of like classic limericks, yeah. Songs... ashes, ashes, we all fall down. That's like if you look into the history of that, it's very dark. It's something about a cemetery. I don't know.
What about Rockabye Baby? On the treetop, when the wind blows, the crater will rock. When the bough breaks, the crater will fall, and down will come baby.
Oh my God.
Cradle and all.
Is that the story of death?
A baby dying.
Right? Like it's a baby in a tree.
Yep, falling to its death.
Jeez.
I'm just saying. I thought I needed to bring this up.
I'm so glad you did. You should talk it up with Jackie. You know, she's mom. See what types of riddles she's bringing into her home.
If only somebody could write a children's book for the modern age.
TheCamberAndTheCounselor.com.
Fast Five.
Seamless. I love that. Now, for those who may be new here, you know, we're constantly growing. I forgot to mention, Ben is my husband, just in case anybody didn't know that. He's a big celebrity. He's the founder of Spritz Society, our sparkling canned wine cocktail that we started together. We actually just launched merch yesterday if you want to check it out, spritsociety.com. He also hosts his own podcast called Good Guys, hosted with Josh Peck, who's kind of an A-list celebrity these days since he's been in Oppenheimer. Do you feel threatened at all? Like, you know, when you guys first started the podcast, of course, Josh was much more famous than you. He's an iconic actor, Drake and Josh. He was a former member of the Vlog Squad, big influencer. But, you know, the difference between you guys wasn't that big. You were in the same space. But Josh is in Oppenheimer. How do you feel?
You know...
Threatened?
No, not threatened, but as we've been talking about SAG, everybody's on strike, mm-hmm. You know, I feel left out of the club.
You do.
As a fellow celebrity,
yeah.
I really should be
on
in
strike.
SAG.
Yeah.
I should be in SAG.
You can stand in solidarity with the strike, though.
And like Fran Drescher, I just want to be
Fran
out
who?
There. Drescher.
You said Drescher.
Okay, for 1 second.
You said Drescher.
Literally, you wanted me to say Drescher.
No, I didn't want anything. I was just listening.
Fran Drescher. By the way, We're going to union against you.
We?
I don't know. Me, Theo, Josh.
Oh, you're going on strike against me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pull all your ads. Don't forget, I'm your boss, bitch.
Interesting.
I run TNN and I run this town.
Interesting. You see? It's his name Bob Odenkirk, or is that the actor?
Bob Iger.
Yeah, Bob Iger.
Fine, I'm Bob here. Iger. Yeah, in this situation.
Good. And I'm Fran.
You're Fran, yeah.
But we want fair wages.
But are you not getting fair wages?
No.
How so?
Because of streaming.
We don't stream.
We do.
Where?
Here. This is live. This is stream. This is essentially a webcam.
No, but
I don't know where you're putting this.
The internet is a free market.
You bring up an interesting point. No, Case closed.
Case closed. We got a deal?
Very good.
Okay, let's dive into the stories. So I was telling you, and we were talking about on the toast earlier, that Megan Fox earlier this week posted a GoFundMe for, she said, her nail tech, whose father had been diagnosed with cancer. They were raising about $30,000. Fans were quick to notice, you know, Megan Fox could easily clear that $30,000 in a matter of moments. And, you know, on GoFundMe.com, you can actually look through all the donations thus far. You could sort by highest to lowest, and the highest donation was $300. So there's no proof that that was Megan Fox. And if it was $300, like, come on, girl. So people were like, girl, read the room. In this economy, you're a celebrity. Pay it. She got a bunch of backlash, and now she has responded to the backlash after asking fans to help with her friend's GoFundMe. I will read you her statement that she posted. It's very aggressive. She posted it on her Instagram story. Just, you know, a little text, you know, nothing crazy. Hey, weirdos. Do any of you have the emotional intelligence to consider that maybe Brit, the nail tech, doesn't want her celebrity clients donating large sums of money to her because it creates a dynamic in her working relationships that make her uncomfortable? So instead, she asked me to post the GoFundMe so that many people could donate small amounts of money to help them reach their goal. I just obliged her request. Anything she needs from me personally, she will ask and I will do privately. One thing you're not going to accuse me of is being miserly or lacking generosity. So try again on another day, probably tomorrow, with some different bullshit, you bunch of psychos. So she came out swinging. But pretty much what she said, me and Jackie were like, you know what? You never know. She probably donated in private. Like, let's not jump. But she pretty much admitted that she didn't donate because her friend didn't ask.
I have like a weird thing with Megan Fox.
What?
Where I think I feel bad for her.
How so?
There's just like something like, I'm sure that she's in a loving relationship, Machine Gun Kelly, all that stuff. There's just like something where I just always feel like Megan Fox is, maybe it's just because I recently saw a video of like his security like throwing her up against a barricade.
That was sad.
And then all of a sudden they just like both walk off. Where she's trying not to make it a scene, but clearly she's in pain and probably wants to cry. But she's just like, oh, the cameras are on me. I'm just going to like, I just feel like their life is like so chaotic. Unbelievably chaotic in public. And she, no matter what she does, she's always talked about. And I actually don't think that it's a big deal. I think it's a nice thing to post a link for someone who needs a GoFundMe. And it is very easy for people to give little checks if they care about it. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give the benefit of the doubt that if, how much money was raised?
I mean, at this point, I'm not entirely sure. The goal was $30,000. Here, GoFundMe. The goal was 60, excuse me. And as of right now, even with all the press, they've raised 8,000.
Okay, so I would assume, or I would think, that if Megan Fox has the means, she finishes it, right? Like she does the extra 52 to get this woman to 60. Maybe not, but I'd also like to point out that just because you're a celebrity and just because your net worth says that you have X, she could be completely broke.
So what we talked about the other day with Jackie and I is, you know, we dove deep into her finances. We're like, it's entirely possible that she's actually not liquid. She's always famous. She's always being spoken about, but she's never being spoken about her work. But she was in 3 Transformers movies, and those are like major.
No, I get it, but like you just never know. Like, is she, I don't know.
You're continuing to give her the benefit of the doubt, which is nice, because I'm currently thinking in her statement she basically admitted that her friend didn't ask her for money, so she didn't give her any money.
How close are they? It's his friend.
It's her nail tech.
I get it. Are they friends?
I don't know. If you're friendly enough to, I don't know. I just think like, no, if I was Megan Fox and this woman asked me to post her GoFundMe, I would probably just give her the money instead of posting it, because I would know the backlash.
But maybe she didn't know the backlash.
It's happened. Like, happened with celebrities before.
I think truly what happened is these people are not friends. This is Megan Fox's nail tech. Her nail tech came to her with a question. I'm sick. I need money.
Her father.
Oh, my father is sick. And Megan Fox was like, oh man, like I can't believe you came to me with this. What am I supposed to do? All right, I'll post it for you. But they're not friends, which is why she didn't give her the money. And she did this as a favor.
It's all coming back. She's not giving her the money to pay rent. It's like her father is sick with cancer. Honestly, I don't like this response from Megan Fox. It's like weirdly aggressive. And she very much says, Brit didn't ask me for money, so I didn't give it to her. But like, she's never going to ask for money. But you see someone who you're comfortable, you let her into your home. She works for you. Like, come on, just give her the money.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess
we're going to agree to disagree here?
I think we're going to agree to disagree here. I think so.
Okay, that's...
I just don't have enough information. I don't. I'm sorry.
What information don't you have?
I need to know how close they are. No, okay. I'm saying information that neither of us will have.
Okay.
I need to know how close they are. I need to know what the question was. I need to know how much money Megan Fox has. And I need to understand this whole sort of... Is it a triangle? What do you call it?
Yeah. situation. Megan Fox's finances are definitely of interest to me as well and feel kind of vague.
Vague.
We were on Tuesday or whenever we talked about this, we went through her IMDb and she hadn't been in a movie that we'd heard of since 2016.
That's a long time.
But she was in Transformers.
Do you, for sure she makes like money now? All I know is what I've learned from Josh, and by the way, listen to Good Guys, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Josh didn't get royalties for any of Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
There's like, they're weird, like you think that somebody is killing it and it's all up to, did their lawyer and contract make it so that they are killing it?
Yeah.
But there's a very solid chance that maybe as a woman in Hollywood, she went into Transformers and is making no money. Maybe she got, I'm sure she got a huge check then. Maybe she blew it on a car and a house and all this stuff and the economy and everybody.
No, and she also,
or maybe she
went through a divorce where she was the earner.
Great. So he took half her money and maybe she had 15 prior nail techs between 2016 and 2022 saying that their dad also had cancer and asked for $100,000 from each of them and now she's broke.
Maybe.
Is that fair?
It's, by the way, so fair. There's many things we don't know, but based on all the information I've received so far, I don't think Megan Fox is like coming off amazing.
Okay.
You made good points.
I made good points, right?
You did. Crushed it.
I'm just saying, like, as a fellow celebrity.
Right. Oh, how would you handle a situation like this, celebrity?
If they were my friend, truly, and I had the means, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course.
If they weren't my friend and I had the means, I think that I would try to co-raise it. I think I'd give some. I'd give a chunk.
That's what I said. She doesn't have to give all 60, but like 15.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
All right, next up, we have another update in this Francia Raíces, Selena Gomez insane drama.
What's the name?
Francia Raíces. By the way, she stars in How I Met Your Father with Josh Peck.
Amazing.
Yes.
So we're team Francia because we're team Josh.
Okay, well, you have to hear the...
But what's her name?
Francia. It's not that crazy
what's
of a name.
What's her last name?
Raíces. It's really not like a crazy
Raíces.
Name. Francia Raíces.
It's just the way you said it. You're having trouble saying it. Admit it.
Literally not. Francia Raíces. Francia Raíces, Francia Raíces, Francia Raíces, Francia Raíces, Francia Raíces.
Interesting.
So say you were wrong and you're dumb.
I was wrong.
And?
I'm dumb.
Love you. Okay. So I gave Ben the backstory in the shower this morning. Yesterday, Selena
together.
Gomez. No, I was doing my makeup.
Every morning.
You're sick. Yesterday, Selena Gomez wished a happy birthday for Francia Raíces, her organ donor, who, you know, a lot of people have speculated that the two have beef.
Oh, wait, you said Ariana Grande.
When?
Before. You said Ariana Grande and Francia Raíces. So
then I misspoke.
Okay, good.
This is Selena Gomez's organ donor.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, she is co-stars with Josh?
Yes.
Wow.
We got to get Josh get the tea.
No, by the way, I got to get Francia Raíces on Good Guys.
Yes. Okay, so here's the backstory for those who do not know, including Ben. Selena got an organ from this girly. The two appear to stop being friends, which is incredibly bizarre. They've left like kind of weird comments on social media, kind of fueling the rumors that they have a beef. Mm-hmm. Then out of nowhere yesterday, Selena wishes her happy birthday. Francia doesn't even follow Selena on Instagram. A few hours later, Francia refollows Selena on Instagram.
Wow.
So that was the update from yesterday.
Wow.
Then today, TMZ caught up with her. Of course, TMZ's asking the questions like, what the hell is going on between you two? Like, it's good. It's not good. It's good. It's not good. We want to know. So there's a video. I highly recommend you go watch it on TMZ. It's very telling, in my opinion. So she was in West Hollywood on Thursday. A photographer asked her about Selena wishing her a happy birthday, which seems to be an olive branch during their falling out. So Francia says, I got a lot of birthday messages and I appreciate everyone who sent me. But she didn't even address Selena. She was just saying, thanks. It's all good. So Then she gets in the car and the photographer is like, you know, what's going on with you and Selena? Like, is there beef? And she's like, no beef. And then the guy was like, was there ever beef? Have a good day, guys. That's what she says. So I think this video was meant to clear it up. I'm even more suspicious. I need a body language expert watching this video. It's so not settling anything for me. If anything, I'm even more incensed. I'm such a conspiracy theorist when it comes to this saga. And this video is making me feel like it's not even a conspiracy. Like these two are not friends.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think the whole story is very troubling.
Wow, you took like a 5-second silent pause just to say that boat of nothing?
To give...
an organ.
An organ to a friend. You have to be besties.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I asked the toasters yesterday. If anybody has given or received an organ, to let me know what that experience was like and maybe provide some color. And we actually got a lot of comments from people whose family members had given or received, or they themselves had given or received. And they say you go through an extensive process with a social worker before agreeing to donate, because they want to make sure nobody's being coerced into giving a donation. They also say you go through like a lot of, almost like a lecture from the social worker, making it seem like, you know, you're giving someone an organ transplant, not a personality transplant. So you can't give this to this person expecting, you know, for the rest of their life, they're going to be indebted to you. You know, you have to give it because you love them and you want this person around, and that's it. And you have to be comfortable knowing, you know, people come and go out of your life. You could maybe not talk to this person in 10 years. So it was actually very helpful. So I don't think it's unheard of for you to not talk to the person who gave you an organ, but this definitely seems like...
Were they for sure best friends?
Like, the thing is, the first time I ever heard of Francia Reyes's name was when she was like the girl who gave Selena a kidney. Like, I don't know the extent of their friendship.
So perhaps they were just, you see, we never have all the information and we never will. But perhaps, see, the whole time I'm here thinking, they're besties, having a great time. Selena's sick, friend offers a kidney, boom. And then all of a sudden they're not friends. Then you think there's beef. Perhaps, maybe just perhaps, they were never friends. She gave her the kidney. They were acquaintances. And then they remained not friends.
The way that it seems, and there was like a documentary or something, like a video made, Francia, I forget what it was, but Francia was talking about it and she sounded very uncomfortable. And she also said that like Selena found out that Francia was a match before Francia found out. And legally, usually the person who's a match finds out and they can like say no, and the person will never know that they were even a match, you know? Because you don't have to give it.
But clearly...
It's definitely...
By the way,
I had a hiccup.
I don't have to give it.
It's like an awkward... Based on like the information we've seen, it's a very weird situation.
It's weird. It's almost like...
Would you give me your kidney?
Of course, but it's almost like somebody is rich and somebody is broke.
Who's broke?
I'm saying like hypothetically, you have a rich person and a broke person, and the broke person finds out, like gets like the rich person's bank statement and finds out exactly how much money they have and goes to them and says, hey, you could spare 50 grand, give it to me. That's weird. You don't like my analogy?
I have no idea how the analogy applies.
The analogy applies because Selena found out that she was a match before the person found out that they were a match. So I'm saying Selena maybe went to this person and was like, I need your kidney. We're a match. But the friend... maybe just didn't want to give up their kidney.
No, I know. It's a very...
By or way, maybe she wasn't a friend at
the
all.
The more you look into this whole situation, it is very weird.
And it's... Yeah, it's very strange.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about? That video where Francia is talking about it? And she literally says that Selena knew she was a match before Francia did. I can't remember what it is. It's not in Selena's documentary, but I've seen it. Please, if you know what I'm talking about, drop a comment.
Very interesting.
This episode of The Toast is brought to you by Poise Ultra Thins. New mamas, listen up, because Poise Ultra Thins are that pad. Now, becoming a mom has come with a lot of big changes, and with baby number two on the way, I'm getting ready to experience some of that all over again. You know, the joys of postpartum life are boundless, and every time you think you've gotten a grasp on something, you discover something really new and beautiful and wonderful. And it's just such a gift. So something super common that we don't always talk about when it comes to postpartum life is bladder leaks. 1 in 2 women over 20 experience bladder leaks, and most young moms try to use period pads to solve the problem. You know, makes sense, or so you think. But actually, period pads aren't designed for pee. Thankfully, Poise Ultra Thins are specifically designed for bladder leaks and keep you 10 times drier than the leading period pad. This was not something that I knew at first, and now I am so glad to know that there are specific pads designed for bladder leaks, and Poise Ultra Thins are the best ones. The clean, dry, and fresh protection these pads provide is a lifesaver, and they're shaped to fit and flex with your body so you can stay comfortable and live without compromise. Poise Ultra Thins offer with and without wings so you can live worry-free. Personally, I have enough on my plate as a mom, so I love the idea of taking one worry off the list and having the exact tools that I need when I need them. It takes Poise. Learn more at poise.com.
So let's talk about you potentially giving me a kidney or an organ one day. I would 100% give you one.
Me too.
Like, no questions asked.
Of course. You would?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
I'm kind of surprised.
Why?
I don't know. I just like there's, of course, of course you love me, but I don't know if you love me enough to go under the knife.
I don't know if you'd want one of my organs. I can't imagine they're in like the best condition ever, but like if it was a good one, Ben, I wouldn't even, without question, without hesitation, I would give it to you.
Angel.
Why would you even say that?
You just don't like surgery. I'm just thinking like,
Don't like surgery. Okay, so you should die?
No, with life or death?
Duh.
No, but like I'd give it to you even if it was like better life, not death.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. I wouldn't give it to you for a better life. Told you. Like, that's dumb.
See, there you go.
That's literally dumb.
You'd leave me having a worse life.
No, but like, what if things don't work out between us? Would you want it back?
No, that's sick.
I remember there was a story about a guy who like gave a kidney to his wife and they got divorced years later and he wanted it back.
Really?
Yeah.
That is psychotic, and it reminds me of the Oscar snubbed film Rat Race that I just rewatched on the plane when Newman is transporting a heart across state lines. Have you seen the movie?
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable. And they lose the heart. It's an organ. He's selling the organ. Ooh, we could get into organ farming. You want to do that?
No.
Why not?
Also,
very lucrative.
George Lopez's wife, I believe, gave him a kidney and they ended up getting divorced too. It's a bitter divorce. Yeah.
Ooh, my. Hey.
Here's a low rider.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my day is a little rider.
Do, 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 do. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did you love that show?
Loved, but like thinking back on it, like
okay,
why were they
just screaming? You're screaming.
I'm literally not screaming.
No, sorry. It's like a small room and you were like echoing in my ear.
I was. By the way, it's because the room has an echo. It's not me.
Okay.
Blame the room.
Okay.
Want to go get construction? Get the demo?
I'll blame
redo
the room.
Redo the room?
Bad boy room.
Okay, good. Back to George Lopez.
Yeah,
They sing that song and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they are literally just like throwing kids in the air.
Yeah, no, nobody actually watched the George Lopez show. They fell asleep watching like Nick at Night, whether it was The Nanny or Friends or whatever. And then at 2 a.m. you hear ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it would like scare the shit out of you. Then you wake up, turn the TV off and go back to sleep.
I watched it.
Yeah.
Loved George Lopez.
I was always watching The Nanny before bed. 11 o'clock, they played 2 episodes. I was like devastated when the 2 episodes were over.
The Nanny was unbelievable.
Fran Drescher.
Fantastic.
Our queen. Okay, ready for our next story?
Ready, Freddie.
Why don't you answer me when I ask?
Because obviously I'm ready. I'm here. Like, you keep asking such dumb questions like, hey, are you here? Hey, are you conscious? Hey.
No.
Hey, you. Like, yeah, I'm here.
It's an amazing point.
And every single time you ask me a question, I answer it. So am I ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm here.
No, it's an amazing point. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian brings the world's most expensive handbag to a soccer game.
Whoa.
So Kim is one stylish soccer mom. She casually brought what's widely considered to be the world's most expensive handbag to a soccer game on Tuesday. So Kim brought her Hermes Himalaya bag, crocodile diamond Birkin bag. It costs more than $100,000, but it's estimated to be worth about $380,000 to the soccer game between Al Nassr and Paris Saint-Germain in Osaka, Japan. She kept the rest of her look casual. You know, who cares? She wore Balenciaga. Vomit. But the bag, which is like, you know, classic. It's a Birkin, but it's a special Birkin. It's made of Himalayan crocodile. It has diamond encrusted hardware. A bunch of Real Housewives have it. All the Kardashian girlies have it. It is the world's most expensive handbag.
How much is it?
I literally just told you.
Sorry.
So you say I'm here. I'm listening. And then
no, I didn't say I was listening. I said I'm here.
It costs. You purchase it. If you. By the way, the whole point is that like.
What you can't get it. I get it.
You can't get it. But if Kim, obviously, you can purchase it from Hermes. If you want to purchase it, it's $100,000. But they go, you know, people sell them secondhand. They're on the, you know, Real. Well, actually, they're not really on the Real. But if you were to purchase it secondhand from like a vintage shop, you're probably going to pay closer to 400 grand. But that's what it's worth, not what it cost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Kim Kardashian is an unbelievable mom.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because the way that she has taken her son's interest in soccer.
Yeah, so seriously.
And spent all of her money. I get that she has so much money. I get it. She's literally spending all of her money making his dreams come true. Mm-hmm. Taking him all around the world to soccer games at literally 6 years old.
No, it's
he's
so
six,
true.
Right?
Same, yeah.
Whatever. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's really sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody talks about that.
What are your thoughts on, like, the big new soccer team? Is it in Miami? Messi?
Inter. It's not a new soccer team, but Messi joined Inter Miami.
So you're saying Messi, Lionel Messi, like the player who I've heard.
Okay, Lionel. Not like Lionel Richie.
Wait, is that Lionel Messi?
No.
Wait, I'm in shock.
Lionel.
No, it's Lionel. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not.
He plays in America now.
That
it's
said,
Lionel.
That said, he'd be lucky to be, hello. isn't me you're looking for. I'm sure some of you like millennial Gen Z hippies were like, hello, it's me. No, Adele ripped that off from Sir Lionel. Hello.
Do you think you're Lionel Richie's number one fan?
I love him.
Okay, sing me another song besides Hello.
Why did you have to do that? No, I know others.
Okay, go.
Fine, can you go on Spotify? I just need the names. I'm okay, just blanking okay. for a second.
Okay, like, so you're obviously not like a huge fan, but I'll give you a life raft.
No, I'm obsessed with him.
Okay, here, we'll play my favorite game.
Okay.
When you know the words to the song, sing along, sing along. Okay, ready? This is a Lionel song. My. You're kidding me.
I need another word.
My.
I need another word.
My and. My and.
I don't know.
My endless love. Wow, you're really not a Lionel Richie fan.
I am.
Let me think.
I'm actually more. Look, let me explain. Let me explain. Let me know when you're ready for me to explain.
Okay, I got another one. You'll know this one.
Okay, fine.
When you know the words to that song, sing along. Sing along. Okay. All
night long.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
That was good.
All night long.
Okay, now let me explain where my fandom for Lionel Richie came from.
Matt Hardoon.
It's important. My fandom for Lionel Richie came when I looked up the music video for my favorite song, Hello, Isn't Me You're Looking For? And for anybody, have you seen the music video?
No.
The music video is about a man.
Wait, I just want to say, I want to hear what you have to say, but you've told this story on the toast.
I have.
Yeah, but go again.
The music video is about a man singing to a blonde girl. And there's something just so touching, yet so
bizarre
and humorous about the song, Hello, Is It Me You're Looking For? And when the woman on the receiving end can't see.
Wait, no, they took a very literal approach.
They did. Hello, isn't me you're looking for? Yes, I can't see anybody.
No, if they had made that music video today, I think Lionel would be canceled, called ableist.
Yes. Unbelievable. And now here's the kicker. Or here's the question. The girl who played the blind girl in the music video, do you think she was blind?
Amazing question. Amazing question.
Or was she pretending to be blind and then all of a sudden putting all the blind actresses out of business? By the way,
when you say pretending to be blind, you mean acting.
Oh, true.
Right.
Oh, you're so right.
I know.
Wow. Tough.
How did we get here? How did we get here? How did we get out?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, soccer. Oh, Lionel.
Okay. Oh! But yes, Miami Inter.
Okay. So
hottest ticket in town.
So you're telling me like Lionel Messi, whose name I have heard, I don't follow soccer, yeah, but I know he's like Cristiano Ronaldo, like
yeah,
such a big, he plays in America now?
He now plays in America.
Is it like the off season for him? He's going to go back to Barcelona or whatever?
He's on a $150 million contract, which by the way, for soccer these days, even though that sounds like an ungodly amount of money, is actually pennies.
Oh, wow. Because of,
not pennies,
because of the Saudis?
The Saudis just offered $771 million for 1 year. Ronaldo, I think, just took $300 million for 1 year.
And Messi is taking $150 for 1 year?
I think it's for 1 year,
yes. Maybe he loves America.
No, he has so much baked into this deal. Like
stake in the team.
A stake in streams. Mm. Like there's something with Apple.
So when Miami Inter plays teams, they play other American states?
Yes, and American soccer is slowly
becoming a thing.
It's becoming a thing because they're getting great players.
Like MetLife?
They would play at MetLife, yes.
Does New York have a team?
We have the, it's NYCFC.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Remember I went to a game, they actually gave me a jersey, lovely. I think it was at Yankee Stadium.
They put you on the Jumbotron because you're a celebrity.
They did, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So that's New York City Football Club?
I believe so, yes. And then there's the New York Red Bulls.
I've heard of them too.
Yeah, which is a different team. But like those, it's like ushered in from like an age where like American soccer kind of stunk.
Yeah.
Like now American soccer is here. What Inter
Wait, let me ask you another question. Okay. So we all grew up, at least for girls, like a hero I feel of many girls was Mia Hamm.
Mm.
What did she play in America?
You are asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, like why did we all love, or was she an Olympian?
She was probably an Olympian.
Oh yeah, because then it's like World Cup.
It's typically.
And it's like all the girlies I follow on Instagram, like from the USWNT.
Yeah. Typically, when there's a beloved women's athlete. She was an Olympian.
Right, right. Because
that's when you get the most airtime.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's when you get the most airtime. But what Miami Inter has done.
Yeah.
With these gorgeous pink jerseys. Have you seen them?
Sick. I have. And how is David Beckham involved? Is he like an owner?
I think he's an owner. Yeah. Sick jerseys. Very like living la vida loca in Miami.
Yeah.
Messi. Mm-hmm. 3 goals I think he had in his first 2 games. Well, guy is killing it.
Yeah, Kim went to the first game.
That's what I thought you were saying. And I was thinking to myself, they're calling this thing, whoever wrote that article, a soccer game. It's not a soccer game.
It was a big deal.
This is a who's who.
Yeah.
Serena Williams.
Where do they
LeBron
play?
James.
Where do they play in Miami?
No idea.
Okay.
At the football stadium.
No, I'm saying does soccer games, because it's so un-American, do soccer games get played in football stadiums?
I think that soccer games typically would get played in soccer stadiums, but because
we don't have soccer stadiums.
Well, we could. I don't know. Maybe they built one for Inter. Mm. They probably play at like Hard Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess where the Dolphins play.
Yeah.
Again, another thing that we could easily look up, but I know you're against looking things
up.
So we're just going to speculate.
Because this is the podcast of people who know nothing but have a good time exploring options.
Understood. You can look it up on your own where they play. But Messi is great.
Should we get into soccer?
Yeah. And it's funny. I actually owe him a text back. I texted my friend who's at NYCFC, who's now no longer at NYCFC. He's at MetLife. But Inter is playing NYCFC in September. And we're going to get tickets and we're going to go watch Messi.
Oh, that's cool.
In New York.
Lionel.
Yeah. Lionel. Hello.
I'm in shock his name isn't Lionel.
Yeah, it's not.
Because I've never like been with people who talk about him. They just write about him. So I'm like, Lionel. And then if I was ever like with someone who has, you know, been talking about soccer, they would call him Messi.
Messi.
So this was just a huge, you taught me so much today, Ben.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy. Good.
Now, I do have a fizz story, but like it honestly sucks and I don't want to waste everyone's time. So like, I'd rather just like talk to you about literally anything else.
Okay, cool.
So what's new with you?
All good.
I'm starving. What should we have for lunch today?
That's a great question. Are we going chain or no chain?
I would.
Because I know what I want.
You want the deli.
Yeah.
The kosher deli. I want Cheesecake Factory.
I don't like it. I'm sorry. I think Cheesecake Factory is wholly overrated.
Wow. That's like literally me coming over here and being like, spritz tastes bad. Like you're just trying to hurt me.
That is like so like a dumb comparison.
No, it's not.
Like really, it doesn't make any sense.
That would be like me saying that.
You own Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. In my heart. That should be our next. Let's buy a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, cool.
We could serve spritz.
So that nobody can be in it again. Every Cheesecake Factory I go to is empty.
I know. We'd have to open it. Why are they so big?
So much real estate, so empty.
We'd have to open like a small one that's kind of like bistro. Like we'd have a waiting list. It would be lit. We'd do happy hours. We'd serve spritz. We'd do meet and greets.
I love it.
Let's buy a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, but like here's my bone to pick with Cheesecake Factories, even though that's a beautiful dream. My bone to pick with them, now I'm realizing it, such unbelievable real estate, like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
You walk into a mall. It's gorgeous, huge. You walk in, the food's, I wish it was a P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Imagine if every Cheesecake Factory.
Should we go to P.F. Chang's for lunch?
Yeah, that's probably good. But like then I'm going to have diarrhea.
I know.
It's too heavy.
I know.
I want to go to like, there's like a place that's like salad bars and like that kind of stuff. I just want like a big, beautiful salad, you know.
I know, but.
Start to push things down the
leafy
greens.
No, I know, but like I love a chain restaurant. They're so comfortable. I love to sit. And at a chain, like we always eat like animals. So yeah, those like salad places are nice, but they're always grab and go. Like I want an experience.
Okay, most underrated chain on three. One.
Wait, two. Let me think. Most underrated chain on three. I don't know.
One, two, three. Denny's.
Agreed.
Sick.
Let's go find a Denny's.
Fucking Denny's is so good.
Fucking Denny's, bro.
So good. Another underrated chain. I actually think they could be out of business. One, two, three. Friendly's.
Okay. I didn't know we were still playing.
So good.
I've actually never been to a Friendly's.
What came first? I'm assuming that the Friendly's chain came before the Friendly's
ice cream
that
yeah.
sits in like the Walmarts and Targets and stuff, right? But like really delicious.
That's our show.
No, but like we'll do it again. Most underrated chain.
Okay, wait, let me think. You give me a second.
By the way, do you know any chains?
Oh, I got it. 3, 2, 1. Sonic.
I've never been.
I just went for the first time for our mukbang, Ben. It was the best place I've ever been in my life.
Really?
You have to go.
They say that they have 99-cent smoothies. Is that true?
Are they smoothies or
slushies?
They have everything. Smoothies, slushies, milkshakes. They're known for like their drinks. They make these like really creative. They have drinks collab with Red Bull, like Dr. Pepper. Like they have all these cool collabs.
And does it have anything to do with the hedgehog?
It's an amazing question. I don't think so.
It's just separate. Sonic.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, that was Friday's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Monday, Jackie's not back because she has a doctor's appointment. So Monday, I have someone joining us. Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm going to be in New York or Florida, but I have plans for both. So we'll see what happens Monday. It'll be a surprise. Ooh. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. We love you dearly, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.